Baptist Chapel for Tuesday, October 28th. Speaker is Mr. Jack Heath, Instructor of Christian Education.
I want to let you know who our chapel speaker is this morning. Jack Heath is a good friend of mine. Jack has been on our adjunctive faculty for quite a few years, but he's only here one day a week, so many of you may not know him. Jack and I worked together at First Baptist Church in Greensboro and became close friends at that time, and we will welcome him as he comes to lead us in worship. As we come together, let's remember those in our community who need our prayers and concerns. We have two students at Wake Medical Center. Jean White is there, but she is still not receiving visitors. And Wayne Mills is still a patient there and will probably be there another week or so. He is doing better. I saw both of them over the weekend. And Wayne is beginning to take some fluids for the first time in about 3 weeks. And so he certainly needs our prayers. Philip Thompson is a new student, and his grandmother died over the weekend in LaGrange, Georgia. And also we want to continue to remember Jello Ferguson, who is a patient at Mayview Convalescent Center. Let's come together and draw together and worship.
Let us bow for a time of prayerful thought.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you. Full of pity, love, and power.
Our Father, thank you for this invitation that finds each of us in our need. Often we are poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. But always your great mercy and love sustains us. Lead us in these moments to receive anew your gracious love for the renewing of our spirits, that we might be better servants of your calling through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our hymn is 100. Yes, there's a wideness in his mercy, and having received it, should we not receive it with remembrance of the Savior, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities?
Oh, sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown. How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage languish, that once was bright as morn? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave?
What a wondrous mystery is this love, redeeming us at the very center of our being. Yet its depth and its power transcends our understanding. It truly is a wondrous love.
What wondrous love is this?
my soul, what wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? To bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
Turn in your hymn books with me to responsive reading 549. Let us stand together as we read responsively. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
All we like sheep and cross our record, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Amen.
as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor hungry people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any weeping, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have it, 'cause he was the king. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor hungry people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
Ooh. He did come for to die, that we might live, not unto ourselves, but unto him and unto others. In response to his love, we have not yet finished what it means to be Christian. We must desire to respond. Lord, we do want to be Christian.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. my Jesus, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus, in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus, in my heart.
Let us pray. Our Father, we do want to be like your Son in our heart. We might humble ourselves, that we might better serve you in the world. Help us to turn ourselves to him.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and